you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, October 20th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. LA City Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas has pleaded not guilty in federal court in Los Angeles to a 20-count corruption indictment. He posted a $50,000 bond and was ordered to avoid contact with any co-defendants or witnesses in the case. A few hours earlier, the LA City Council voted to suspend Ridley Thomas from his duties as the 10th District Councilman. Last week, he was indicted on those federal corruption charges, and during the online hearing today, activist Najee Ali with Project Islamic Hope argued against a suspension.
So this man has a track record of proven success and advocacy on behalf of his constituents. We're simply saying, let that leadership continue to be allowed in the 10th District until he's had his day in court.
Federal prosecutors say then LA County Supervisor Ridley Thomas backed lucrative county contracts with USC's School of Social Work to get university benefits for his son. News on the vaccination front, the FDA has okayed booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. It also says you can get a booster with a different vaccine if you want. Next up, an okay from a CDC panel of experts. And coming soon, but not here yet, a vaccine okay for children ages 5 to 11. But be patient, UCLA nursing professor Christian Choi says the FDA is reviewing dosage, needle size, and rare side effects.
So both Pfizer and Moderna actually increased the number of kids in their trials back a couple months ago in the summer to make sure that they could detect those very, very rare events and make sure that they're really safe.
UCLA nursing professor Christian Choi. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti is threatening to fire city workers who haven't gotten their COVID-19 vaccine shots by mid-December. Details from KPCC's Jackie Fortier.
LA City officials passed a vaccine mandate in August. Since then, the deadline for the city's roughly 53,000 workers to get COVID shots has been pushed back twice. Now, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti wants December 18th to be final. In a statement issued Wednesday, Garcetti said, quote, "Any employee who refuses to be vaccinated by this date should be prepared to lose their job." Next week, the LA City Council will consider a plan for the thousands of unvaccinated city employees that includes weekly paycheck deductions of $130 to cover the cost of testing for the virus. City employees have until the end of Wednesday to apply for a religious or medical exemption. 70% of city workers are at least partially vaccinated. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
A group representing more than 1,800 deputies and other employees at the LA County Sheriff's Department has gone to court to challenge a requirement that they register their vaccination status or face possible discipline. The LA Sheriff's Professional Association is suing LA County, Sheriff Alex Villanueva, and the Sheriff's Department. It says the vaccination requirement is a serious invasion of privacy. Dodgers and Braves at Dodger Stadium in an hour. Game 4, best of 7 National League Championship Series. Braves up 2-1. Well, do you watch the ball games with your kids, even if they're little kids? Karen Rogers says that's terrific. She's a psychologist at Children's Hospital LA.
Joining with the people who you love the best in an activity that they care about is a bonding opportunity for children and for caregivers.
Yeah, but what if the Dodgers lose? If you're an adult, it's bad enough. But what if you're a little kid watching your heroes fall?
It's a really valuable opportunity to talk with children about all the different kinds of feelings that people have and model for them finding ways to cope with big, difficult feelings.
Psychologist Karen Rogers at Children's Hospital LA. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Sweet. Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.